This is Tom Rowe with the local news for WGXC for Saturday, November 23rd, 2013. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, Facebook pages, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Melanie Lakosovic reports in the Ravenna News Herald that the Lafarge cement plant will now be finished with renovations on June 30th, 2016. The modernization plan for cleaner emissions, a dry kiln, for instance, replaces two wet kilns, originally was to be complete by January 1st, 2015, but the United States Environmental Protection Agency and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation have both signed off on the extension. Under the new agreement, Lafarge must spend $1.5 million on projects that will benefit the local environment. Quote, the details of those investments have yet to be worked out, but are expected to be determined in conjunction with public hearings with the surrounding community. They could include things like weatherization for low-income housing, energy efficiency and renewable energy projects at local municipal buildings, or installation of an upgraded heating system in the school district, unquote, Lakosovic writes. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. Palinville and Athens may have new radio stations soon as nonprofit groups in those towns have filed applications with the Federal Communications Commission for low-power FM stations. Applications from the jazz nonprofit group Planet Arts from New York City and Athens and the Matrium of Cybele Magna Mater Incorporated pagan nonprofit group in Palinville face no competition, and the FCC says it will attempt to get such singletons onto the air as soon as possible. Both groups are in good standing with the IRS, according to online records. The Palinville group's Facebook page says, quote, Radio Free Paganville may become a reality, unquote, and claim the signal will cover Catskill, Saugerties, and into Columbia County on 102.9 FM. WGXC spoke to Catherine Plantain from the group.
We are planning to set up a genuine community radio station here in the hamlet of Palinville. We have lots of local musicians. There are events that go on here. There's lots of people with opinions every which way. And we want to make sure they all get heard. In an emergency, and we have had those here in the past, Hurricane Irene springs to mind, radio is pretty much what you got. And since we're already, working our way towards green here and have some solar and wind capability, generating capabilities, that even if the power was out, we should be able to be on the air, providing emergency services to our community.
Planet Arts is a jazz record label run by Catskill's Thomas Bellino, looking to air jazz programming on either 93.9 FM or 96.7 FM. There are two applications online. In Athens, and spilling over into Hudson and Catskill. He has put on occasional jazz concerts at the Athens Cultural Center before.
Well, I'm a jazz guy, so a lot of the content will be jazz. And some of it will be global jazz because I do a lot of work overseas. We'll be producing some records from artists from overseas. It'll be primarily jazz. And we'll go into other things as well. We have another, in addition to the venues we have up here, we have a venue that we could do live streaming from in Holland. I work with the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra in Manhattan. They play every Monday night at the Village of Vanguard. People like Carol Stafford and Dick Oates, Jimmy Heath, Ahmed Abdullah from the Sun Rock Band. It's a wide range of people.
In all, New York had 65 applications for low-power stations, most in non-competitive situations. In the Hudson Valley, two groups that applied in the 2007 full-power application window made second attempts, Birds of a Feather in Woodstock at 104.1 FM and the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy. In Troy, five applicants are vying for the same 92.7 frequency. In Dutchess County, a new community group in Amenia is likely to begin broadcasting at 107.7 FM, and Pauling Public Radio hopes to occupy 103.7 FM. In Albany, the Grand Street Community Arts Group is likely to receive permission to broadcast at 107.1 FM. The Upper Room Ministries of Richmondville will be broadcasting in Stamford and Delaware County. They applied for 105.9 FM. And in Poughkeepsie, New York Catholic Radio applied for 94.7 FM. Nonprofit groups could apply for low-power FM stations on available frequencies from October 17th through November 15th. You can go to fcc.gov for more information. National Weather Service in Albany is warning of a bitter chill Sunday and Sunday night. Sunday should be partly sunny with a high near 26. Wind chill values could go as low as zero as blustery northwest winds will blow 21 to 25 miles per hour and as high as 44 miles per hour. Sunday night, those winds will continue to blow and the temperature will be a low around 11. Wind chill values as low as negative 3 on Sunday night. Stay warm. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 33. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 19. Tuesday, there is a chance of snow before 1 p.m., then rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.